Listen. Americans always seem to be buying clothes, and the garment industry is quite dynamic. The major reasons for this spending extravaganza are apparent and of prime concern to domestic as well as foreign clothing manufacturers. Besides replacement for worn clothes, the chief factors for buying are seasonal changes, style modifications in the fashion world, and the desire by men and women to look attractive and successful. A great deal of psychology is involved in the apparel business because our image is expressed in the way we dress. The ad agencies take advantage of this, and Americans are constantly exposed to advertisements and the fantasies of what life is like for the well-dressed person. Clothes buying has also been simplified for Americans because of quick and easy credit. This, coupled with the buy now, pay later mentality, lets almost anyone have that well-attired look. The show windows of clothing stores across the states are always displaying clothes 3 months before their season. That is to say that clothes for the winter are displayed in the fall, clothes for the fall are displayed in the summer, and so on. In the fall, we find displays of parkas, sweaters, cardigans, coats, mittens and gloves, woolen hats, scarves, long-sleeve shirts, and thermal underwear. In late winter, we find lighter clothes. In the spring, we can see bathing suits, shorts, t-shirts, sun hats, sunglasses, short-sleeve shirts, and other summer apparel. During the summer, clothing stores are marketing the fall fashion, which includes slightly heavier clothing and rain gear. The quality of clothes sold across the United States is excellent, since both the federal and state governments impose regulations on the material to be used. Due to strict laws on the hunting and importation of the skins of endangered species, many of the clothes formerly made of animal skins are now made of synthetic fibers. Cotton and wool are still very popular despite competition from cheaper synthetic fabrics. Most clothing stores are divided into men's, women's, and children's departments. These departments are subdivided into various sections according to the occasion on which the clothes will be used. That is, formal clothes, sports clothes, and leisure clothes. The children's section contains a similar variety of articles. Women's clothes are usually more expensive than men's, because women's garments are only in fashion for a relatively short period of time and are not likely to be sold when the styles change. Children's clothes are expensive in relation to the amount of material used in making them. Although France and Italy are considered the centers of world fashion, the United States has made fashion more accessible because of mass production and, consequently, cheaper prices.
This is the end of Lesson 2.